Welcome to the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Hadrar, marketing consultant for female founders and creator of the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. I've helped dozens of women grow and scale their businesses from six to seven figures and beyond, helping founders like you to implement my proven growth system that focuses on brand communication, marketing strategy, building your lean team, and leadership. On this podcast, we talk all about what it takes to get to the next level in marketing and in life, focusing on practical, tactical advice that will help you grow your business and explode your revenue. Are you ready to learn? Let's dive in. Hello and welcome. I'm so happy you're here to join me for a fresh episode of the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. So we've gotten through the holidays. We are really still in the beginning of 2024. I hope that you had a beautiful holiday season and really have hit the ground running to get all of your dreams and all of your goals done this year. And I can hardly believe how fast time is moving already. So if you're new to the podcast, I'm Victoria Hadrar, and I am a veteran marketer, fractional chief marketing officer, but more importantly, the founder of the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about why I created the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. It's been something that's been coming for a couple years now. And building this accelerator has been really a culmination of all of my learnings, all of the playbooks that I've executed on, all of the teams that I've built, all the founders that I've worked with over the past 15 years, all around the world, from China to Dubai to Mexico to here in the US. And I've sort of collected all of my systems, all of the frameworks, and put it into a year-long program where I work hand-in-hand with female founders, meeting each and every week to implement the playbooks that I would be implementing for founders as a fractional CMO. And the reason that I created it was because over the years, I've been a part of so many communities of women who, you know, they have their business rolling, they have a couple people working in their business, and they're just feeling so overwhelmed and so stressed by marketing, and they want to hire someone to come and do it all for them, someone that has the high-level strategy experience and can really like take the reins for marketing. But the reality becomes they just don't simply have the budget to do that. And so while I wanted to work with many of the founders in my community for their business and for the amount of revenue they were bringing in, it didn't quite make sense to bring in like a C-suite position. And nowadays, I think that there's a lot of, I think people really liberally throw around these chief marketing and chief, you know, financial and COO and CEO and all of these titles where, you know, when you're really building your business in that beginning growth stages, oftentimes we don't need that level position, right? I mean, we may call them that position, but in reality, it's a manager position, or if you're lucky enough, a director position, right? But if you're not quite at the stage to get that director position in your business, what happens? We get a little bit stuck. We get stuck with, you know, subcontractors and freelancers and all of these really well-meaning team members that simply don't have the experience to really drive the experimentation and the strategy and sort of organizing the marketing department to really get the results that are needed. And so the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator was really my answer to that. How can I transmit all of my experience and the systems that I've perfected over the years on how to figure out, you know, how do we kind of create the communication framework so we can begin to really run fruitful experiments? How do we know what people we need to hire for, what positions we need to hire for or not? How do we kind of organize all of this so we have this streamlined, sort of cleaner, like, drawing board to start really learning and really doing great and impactful experiments in our marketing so we can find those big growth levers, right?
And if you've managed to get your business to that kind of six-figure realm where you do have like maybe a virtual assistant or a social media manager, right? You've gotten a little bit of traction, right? But you know that there's so much more out there for you to grow and to explore. There's more opportunities out there and you just don't know how to grasp them, right? So I put together this accelerator to educate founders like yourself on all of these essential pieces, right? What is the brand communication strategy that I need to put into place that's going to give me a strong, solid foundation for experimentation, growth, and learning? What is a marketing strategy framework that I can put in place that's going to give me a good foundation for that learning and experimentation, iteration, and improvement? How do I build a really lean team, right? How do I understand exactly who I need on my team? And then finally, how do I like get the results I need out of these people? How do I lead them? And this is the process that all founders must go through when they kind of transition from doing everything themselves, wearing all the hats, to where you're seeing a little bit of success and you're saying, okay, I can afford to get some relief in my business. I can afford to start growing my team. I want to reinvest my revenues in growing my team and really building this out. But where do I even start, right? And so that's the premise for the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. And me doing that hand in hand with you is the best way that I have found to be able to give that support and the attention and that personalized consulting, but in a format that's going to be absolutely affordable. So you get that C-suite position without having to pay the C-suite's position. And it is my passion. Actually, I'm recording this podcast episode after my regular Friday meetings with my cohort for the accelerator. And it is my most happy time of the week. It gives me so much joy to be just getting my hands dirty inside businesses and really help problem solving and being able to leverage my experience to be specifically like offering specific answers to the questions, right? And each week we come together and it may be something different. You know, this week we were talking a lot about people. We're talking a lot about, you know, how do we know who we need to hire and how do we get the most out of them and how do we organize their time to really, you know, and organize our meeting time so we're not sort of having really disparate communication and silo work efforts, right? And what I found is across all the founders in the cohort now was this real big pain point where you have, yeah, a couple of people working in your business with you, but you're the center point of communication. And so maybe you have an agency that's doing the paid media, or you have a social media manager, you have like a graphic designer, and they're all not talking to each other and you're being that point person. And let me tell you, I have even clients that I've worked with that have gotten their business to multiple 6-7 figures in revenue. So even my 7-figure founders that I work with, I've gone into business and see that they are running that way. And the problem with running your business that way is you run yourself absolutely ragged being the go-between. And I think everyone can recognize that that's not your highest contribution to the team, right? And I think that's one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle. You know, as we're going into 2024, how do we put some guidelines behind the work that we execute ourselves with our own hands versus the things that we hire out for or that we delegate? And I think that that would be a really interesting thing to work through right now, because it's kind of tied into this whole idea of how do we really work in a way that's more organized, that's going to be able to give us sort of measured results and feedback so we can actually make impactful pivots and upgrades and improvements. And one of the things I think is a really great exercise to do is simply really understanding what your strengths are. So if you haven't already, especially like when you have a small team and you're just building a team, if you haven't already, take some time to understand your own strengths and weaknesses. Now, it's not so easy. Oftentimes you may think that your strengths and weaknesses maybe are different from what they really are. So it's great to have a third party that can give you some insights that you work with. I've actually had my team do assessments for me before, and different team members that I've worked with that I have found to be really interesting and really eye-opening. But if you don't have, if you're not comfortable and you don't have people in your life that can do that for you, there are some online assessments like the DISC assessment. I think it's D-I-S-C, the DISC assessment, which is like an HR assessment. I've taken them before, you know, some HR managers before I go work into to different companies and teams will ask all their team members to take it. There's also like the Enneagram test, which again, these are all like personality tests. And while none of them I think are really perfect, I think that if you are open to doing these types of tests, they can give you some really interesting ideas of, you know, where you really excel and where you could be pouring most of your time, energy, and effort into in regards to the business that's going to yield you the best results. And so I think that there's two layers to this. There's, you know, taking these types of tests to see practically like how you relate to other people or how you internalize certain emotional aspects of working with other people or just like living your life, right? But at, so there's that kind of self-awareness. But at the other end of the spectrum, practically speaking, when you're building a team and when you're hiring folks, understanding, because you're always told, we're always told, we need to fill in for like our own gaps, right? But these kind of assessments really clearly can tell you where your gaps are, right? If you're a certain kind of communicator, or more importantly, if you're a certain kind of thinker, right? One example from the cohort, the meeting that we just left, was one of the founders was talking about how she was feeling like one of her team members were not detail-oriented enough, right? And that kind of brought up this idea of, you know, are you a very detail-oriented person that's really like, really focused on the small itty-bitty details? Do you have eagle eyes? You know, some people that just have eagle eyes and they catch like every typo and every grammatical error. If that's who you are, is it really worthwhile to get someone else just like that on the team? Or is it better to get someone that, yes, can work and execute things, but is maybe does a better job than you at maintaining that larger vision, right? If you're so wholly focused on the small details, perhaps having someone that complements that sort of really detail-focused, very sort of task-focused mentality, balancing that out with someone on the team that can keep that big picture and can help kind of think bigger strategy could be very beneficial. So that's just like one example. But also, you know, there's, you know, do people work really well sort of in very fast-paced environments, or do people feel like they perform better when things are slower? You know, do you like longer deadlines or shorter deadlines? Do you like pressure? Do you not like pressure? Like all of these sorts of things that apply to the way that we work and the teams that we're in, we can get a lot of information out of these kind of tests. So I would really encourage you to go ahead and do these tests. I do tons of these tests. I read them, I soak them in, and then I kind of just like put them away. I don't live by them. They're not my creed, but it is really helpful in getting a nice picture back of yourself. And it's actually really fun if you've ever done this. I've done this with my husband, like through his organization, they do that. He works in corporate. But it's really fun to read like your partners and your friends or your sisters or your brothers or even your kids, their assessments, and you can see like whether they're true or not. And most times they really are, I have to say, in my experience, like very spot on. Especially the reputable tests. Obviously, if you're doing like a Cosmo quiz, perhaps you can take that with a grain of salt. But these kind of DISC assessments and ones that are used by HR is really, really useful. So I would say when we're thinking about, you know, how are we going to grow? How are we going to get to that next level in 2024? Team is absolutely a place that you need to focus. Okay. And I wanted to sort of give a couple more ideas on how could we know if we're getting the right people on the team? All right. So I want to share one of the frameworks that I talk about in great length with in my Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. We go into great detail. But when we are building our marketing strategy, okay, we always build against a proven framework. And the proven framework that I create in all of the businesses I've ever worked with is what I call your 24/7 marketing flywheel. And if you want to learn all about the 24/7 marketing flywheel, you can download a free guide that goes through all of it at Ugly Ventures, UGLIVENTURES, Ugly Ventures with an I. .com/resources. On that page, there's a bunch of resources. One of them is called How to End Marketing Overwhelm. It goes through this framework. I'm not going to go into the framework today because it's pretty long, but it's essentially my version of the client journey. And the client journey is, you know, how are you sort of attracting new customers? How are you converting them and delighting them and turning them into raving fans? There's a specific, you know, set of activities that you need to be doing in marketing that's going to drive people through that journey. But once you have a marketing strategy in place, that's why strategy is sort of the beginning of all of this, right? Is you need to look at the plan that you have and the strategy you have and sit down and make it very clear. Do I have the manpower and woman power to actually execute on the strategy? And then you want to go one layer deeper. You want to say, okay, do I have like a warm body that can just like do the things that are on this marketing plan on, you know, to actually execute our goals? But when you go deeper, you want to ask yourself, do I have the right person? Do I have a skilled person? Do I have an experienced person on the team that can execute on this part of the marketing strategy? So I'll give you like a really, really good example. A lot of times when we have like a couple people that we like working in our team, we will just have them do everything and Google their way and figure it out and YouTube channel, right? But sometimes you need to be very picky about the moments where you're going to allow your team to kind of like learn and figure it out versus the moments where you're going to invest in someone that has experience. And this becomes really important when you're at that phase, that growth phase, where you've gotten some success, you've gotten some traction, and now you want to grow. It's the moment where you need to invest in the important actions that are going to help jump you to the next level. So an example, let's say that you have, you know, someone on your team that is doing your social media management, right? I've seen this so many times. Let's have the social media manager learn how to run, you know, Instagram ads. And so you say, yeah, because we need to start running ads, and Instagram's where a lot of our, you know, business come from, where we're going to run ads. And instead of investing the money in someone that has experience, you opt to just try to get someone that's on your team already to do it. And that could definitely work out if that person has the right mind for it. But oftentimes you'll find that it's not really going to be worthwhile for you to go through that whole entire learning curve, waiting all those months and months and months for someone to figure it out, where you could have just invested in getting someone that's experienced to go ahead and get it started and get the ads rolling. And a bonus, could even maybe train someone on your team to take over the job eventually, but that's going to be a lot more useful than having someone just YouTube their way to doing those kind of things, right? The other place where you want to invest in experts is if you have someone on your team that's executing, but they're just not getting the results. So I'll use social media managers also as an example. So if you have someone that's a social media manager who is doing the best that they can, but your KPI for them, your key performance indicators, hey, we need more engagement in our feed or in our followers, or we need more leads from our followers. We need more people to kind of jump to our website and fill in a lead form, right? And if it's been time and this person just simply cannot do the action, they can't actually get the results, it's probably time to find someone that is better, that has more experience, that knows the plays that they have, the actual types of content that are going to move people into action, that have that experience, right? And I mention this because as we get into this phase where we grow and we have people that have maybe been with us from the beginning and we like them and we're friends with them, it becomes more difficult to maybe cut someone's hours or fire them, right? And replace them. But businesses, we need to keep our eye on what's most important. And relationships is really important. And there is a there's good way to let someone go and there's bad ways to let someone go. And as long as you're clear and you're kind and you're respectful, we need to always be conscious of making sure, do we have the right person on the bus for the stage of business that we're in? We could have great social media managers or copywriters that got us from zero to 100, right? But maybe the person that got us from 100 to a million, it's not going to be the same person with the same skill set that's going to get the level of results that are needed. So it's a hard decision, right? It's a hard decision to make. And I see so many times where founders feel shy or they feel bad to actually just get rid of someone when it's not working out, that they just kind of like put them on another project or give them a different kind of work and just kind of like fill in their time because they like that person. But in the long run, it just slows you down. It just slows you down. So a really good skill to acquire as a leader is to figure out, you know, do you have a great person that can really learn the new skills that you need to get you to the next level? Do you have, you know, people that can kind of in the future progress in your company and become managers and have people under them? Or are they kind of great for where they are, but you don't see a lot of potential? And at this stage of growth for you, these are the questions you need to be asking yourself. And you should be confident just following your gut. Because oftentimes when I ask founders a simple question like, do you think this person can handle this role? They'll know immediately, no. Like they're great, but no, they're not organized enough to manage a team, or they don't work, you know, they're not a strong enough project manager to kind of fit that role, or they simply don't have the skills to kind of, you know, they don't know the certain tactics to get that kind of results. So listen to your gut and honestly, don't be afraid of having those hard conversations, because again, as long as you're clear, and you don't try to string people along, right? Because a lot of times things get ugly where you just are not clear. Clear is kind. And if you try to kind of like beat around the bush and like, you know, filter people to different things, they can feel it. They can feel if they're not doing a good enough job and it's going to cause them stress. And instead of just being direct with them and having that clarity, people become uncomfortable and it just can kind of be a yucky work environment. So all that to say is team is really important. And as you grow, understanding, right, your needs, not only personally, like what sort of skill sets are going to complement yours, which is really practically important, but what is equally as practically important is understanding the marketing strategy that you're putting into play. You know, how are you moving clients through this journey? You know, do you have someone to execute on ads or improve your SEO or, you know, to write your email flows or whatever? Do you have the right person that can execute those things on your team already? Or do you need to fill in the gaps with some contractors and some freelancers for some project-based work? Or do you need to hire new people? These are the questions that These are the not so easy questions that you need to be asking yourself, but it's with this line of questioning that you will begin to see yourself shifting and changing and growing as a leader. Like when we hear this phrase, like step into the shoes of CEO, step into the shoes of leader as your business, this is the work, right? This is what it practically means to do that. So if you want any help or assistance in stepping into the shoes of CEO and leader in your company, please, I invite you to check out the Accelerator. We have so much fun. It is such a beautiful group of women supporting each other and sharing what's working and what's not working in their business. And sometimes just like getting onto a call and just saying like, fuck, this is so hard. Because sometimes we all just need to get together and support each other in that. So you can check that out at the uglyventures.com on my site. There's a short video to watch that explains all about what is the scalable marketing machine. So Ugly Ventures, UGLIVENTURES.com. And I hope to see you inside the Accelerator. And beyond that, I'll see you next week for another episode of the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast.
You did it. You made it to the end of the episode. Thanks for sticking around with me and listening all the way to the end. I really appreciate you as an audience member, and I hope that you found this helpful. If you did like this episode, it would mean so, so much to me if you subscribed, if you rate and review this podcast. It helps other people know that this podcast has something worth saying. It also would be super awesome if you could take a screenshot and share on Instagram and tag me at Ugly Ventures, UGLI Ventures, VENTURES. I am always so appreciative to hear from you, and I hope to see you back here next week